boy. It's time to take a ride on the MCT.
Funko Pop. Hey, guys, do you want to go to Lambert's? Big Ben. I'm married to the Huntress. J Money. Just pop the mic, money. It's time for the MCT. Ladies and guys, guys and ladies, MCT. Alrighty, what's up, guys? Welcome into the Modern Christian Dudes podcast. My name is Jeremiah Johnson. I do not have Funko Pro Greg Walden, at least not yet here on the show, nor do I have Big Ben, aka King Ranch Askew, but I do have college girls. Oh. On the show today, we have Zoe Johnson, all the way from the College of the Ozarks, Branson, Missouri.
Hello, so glad to be here.
Or Fidelity, or wherever, Branson-ish, so. We also have Gabrielle Johnson. What's up, Gabrielle? Welcome to the Modern Christian Dudes podcast.
Wow.
I'm from Ozark Christian College, which is basically like the better version of her school.
No.
My granddaddy was a barbecue master in North Carolina.
Sorry, that was the wrong relevant button. Okay. All right, we have two college girls. Maybe we'll talk college life a little bit. And then we have Sam Swift, all the way from Kansas City, Missouri.
What's popping, y'all?
Or not Kansas City, but technically somewhere in the Kansas City area.
Lenexa.
So there we go. All right, these guys are going to join me. This could either be the best of or the worst of 2022 Modern Christian Dudes, based on how this episode flows here in the next few minutes. All right, and we have?
Isaiah.
Isaiah who?
Johnson.
Isaiah Johnson. So Zoe is my daughter. Gabrielle is my daughter. Isaiah is my son. Sam is my friend at this point. So there we go.
All right. So far.
Okay.
Okay. So it's the end of 20. It is technically the last day of 2022. So crazy times. Another year is ending, isn't it? Right? It's New Year's Eve today. So there we go. The last day of a year. A New Year's kicking off. So I love, guys, I love when we get to these best of 2022 list. So this is going to be a little bit of a best of 2022 list. So anyway, let's just start off with a few topics, things that we talk about here in the Modern Christian Dudes podcast. The first one is we are tech guys. We do love Elon Musk. We don't love Jeff Bezos, but we talk tech quite a bit. So best tech of 2022. Let's get your hot takes here today. I'll start it off. So it gives you guys just a moment to think. My best tech, favorite tech of 2022, which was my big boy purchase, was the GoPro Hero 11. Not even Funko Pro Greg Walden has that, but I got the GoPro Hero 11. That was my big boy purchase of the year, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it so much. If you are a content creator, mess around with the video. I think it's a little must have to have in your bag, the GoPro Hero 11. It's small. It's really an action-based camera, but I think dudes, specifically modern Christian dudes, this is fun to play around with. The image stabilization is great. So I take it out when I'm mountain biking, doing some of those kind of things. Sam, you're a tech guy. You actually work in tech in a church. What have you enjoyed tech-wise so far in 2022?
All right, so I'm a media associate at Lenexa Baptist Church in Lenexa, Kansas. We're a church that has both a modern service and a traditional service. So what that means is in our modern service, we have your typical band style with, guitars and bass and
drums.
Got to have the drums. That's what keeps us all on time. So that's our modern service. We call that the K-Hall. A pretty cool name, I think. Short for the Koinonia Hall. So we, throw some cool Greek stuff in there because we're cool Christians. And then when we have our traditional service, and our traditional service actually has a full-blown choir and orchestra. It's pretty, pretty cool. And the biggest purchase we just got right now is this thing called the Choir Flex. Now, when you have choirs, you're using, mics that pick up everything because those mics are very sensitive and you need to pick up a lot of voices. And what this Choir Flex does is it basically will take all the inputs of the choir mics, it will combine them into one, and it'll take out all the noises that aren't voices, and it will boost it like 5 dB. So you get a lot more out of our choir. You wouldn't think that it would be something that would be like necessary or needed, but for what our church does, it's been probably one of the biggest purchases that we've absolutely loved having. So my boss will just rave about it, and A lot of his other friends are starting to buy it too. So
whoever sounds really making, cool. I think the problem here is none of us are actually going to use that.
No, that's fair.
So I thought best tech of 2022, your personal tech. Sorry, I should have clarified.
I'm sorry.
But if you have a choir, cool. If you go to, it doesn't have to be a Baptist church. If you have a big choir in your church, then what was it called?
The Choir Flex.
The Choir Flex. So I won't be purchasing one of those. Will you guys be purchasing the Choir Flex? It sounds like, you're truly taking the place of Greg Walden right now on the show. I can already tell by your comments. So, okay. The Choir Flex, go check it out. You can get it, I'm sure, at Sweetwater or Musician's Friend or any major dealer. How about best tech of 22 for you individually? You might recommend to Modern Christian Dudes or ladies or anyone in particular. I'm giving you a hard time. That's part of the show.
Yes, that's okay.
I flex. I just don't choir flex, if you know what I mean. Mm,
yes. We don't flex our choirs. I would say that a really cool purchase that I got this year was upgrading camera equipment and stuff.
Camera itself or camera body?
Cameras in general, as in I just got a new budget camera that I've really liked so far. So
that's the brand?
It's not the brand. Okay. Panasonic Lumix.
Okay, Panasonic Lumix. A lot of YouTubers using that particular camera. Is it a 4K?
It is a 4K camera, yes.
Flip out camera. You're kind of going to use it for what application?
More video.
Okay. Video vlog style stuff, YouTube, webcam. I mean, is it a mirrorless or a traditional
DSLR?
It's
a mirrorless camera.
Okay.
So I basically bought it, honestly, for mission trips. So it's a really durable camera. It's water resistant.
Documentary style, short films.
Yeah, just kind of documenting the mission trips that I go on and stuff.
Okay, so awesome.
Kind of one of those. It's a very just sturdy camera, and thought it would be good because I don't want to use my really nice camera to go on mission trips.
I haven't used that brand yet. A lot of people use that one on the budget friendly prosumer consumer side of things. So you let me know what your take on that in the near future.
No, it's
pretty much a Canon guy, but mm-hmm.
I really like the settings on it. The settings are really nice. It has built-in peaking, so you can see what's in focus. It has a 25-600 zoom. So it's one of those point-and-shoot cameras. So
it's a point-and-shoot.
Yeah.
I got
you. It's you're all in one camera, basically, so you don't need any lenses.
There you go.
And it has an aperture of 2.8 and can shoot up to 120 FPS.
So. There we go. So check that out. Gabrielle, what's your best tech 2022 that you purchased? You are a creative arts person, so you should be heavily in the tech game, whether it be cameras, phones, etc. Okay, Zoe, over to you. You guys are making this show linger longer.
Okay,
you
guys okay.
It's three Greg Waldens now on the show.
All right, I'm not a Greg Walden. No, I'm just kidding.
We love Greg Walden.
With the Greg Walden. Let's just pause right here to talk about Greg Walden and how awesome he is. I mean, if you go to his house, he will give you free Pop-Tarts.
He's really
which
cool.
is basically just, it's amazing. Anyways, so I feel like 2022, I didn't personally buy any major tech equipment that I was oh, I love this so much. But I was able to work with a lot of different cool tech equipment that wasn't
just get to it. What's your favorite tech of 2022?
I already know I'm gonna get buried for this because you're gonna be like, oh, that sounds so Gucci or whatever, but I would say the Blackmagic pocket camera is amazing.
Okay.
And yeah, that's what I'll say. I mean, if you can afford equipment like that, why not just go big or go home? You know what I mean? You can do so much with it. It looks so much better. You can do so much.
Blackmagic tends to flow on the cinematic side of things. So a lot of people, YouTubers, it's probably if you're making YouTube videos, webcam, you're not going to probably head in that direction. Probably if you're making more short film.
Yeah.
But they're definitely good cameras for sure. I haven't dealt around with them a ton outside of playing with the ones that you had. Blackmagic. I'm going to see if I can borrow some of those from the college I go to next year and make some videos with that. Okay, Blackmagic camera. Yours was, what was yours? The Lumix?
Panasonic Lumix. FZ300.
Okay. Zoe, best tech of 2022.
I think the best tech of 2022 is definitely the medical technology that they're coming out with. There's something called CRISPR-Cas9.
There you go. You're getting us back on track.
Okay.
Neuralink, have you dove into that at all? The Neuralink? We do talk Neuralink.
So this one, there's one called CRISPR-Cas9 that was discovered in 2019. And it was discovered in bacteria, but they're trying to use it for humans. So basically, while you're still a single cell, what they can do is they can use this biological mechanism to cut out a genetically transmitted disease. So something like cancer or another genetic
trait. So what's the tech? The tech is this is going to be through a machine, a laser?
Yeah, so they'll be able to use actually bacteria to be able to cut out a certain sequence of genetic material, and they're able, like in a lab, when you're still a single cell.
Okay.
And so then you can avoid having genetic issues later in the future. And I wrote a paper on the ethics of this.
It will be interesting. tech and medicine definitely going to be very interesting mm-hmm. in the near future. You know, we're essentially going to be like cyborgs probably 20 or 30 years from now, half cyborg, half man. Integration of technology into the human body, or how that connects with the human body. Very, very interesting. So we took way too long in that one, guys. Let's get in the flow here, okay? Okay. Come on, help me out. All right, top movies of 2022. Oof. Help me out here. I already have my pick.
Oh. Okay, wait, hold up. We can all agree. We're all going to say the same movie at the same time. You guys ready? Let's say it. Zoe, I don't feel like you're on the same wavelength, but ready?
Choir Flex.
Top Gun, that's what I was going to say. Top Gun.
Choir Flex.
Sonic 2. I've been told by reliable sources that Sonic the Hedgehog 2 was the greatest was a good movie of
I'm
going
to put that at the top of the kids' movie, Sonic 2. I forget that happened in 2022. Over my birthday.
So I got a very special privilege of watching Top Gun in Mexico, which means that I watched it in Spanish. So that was pretty awesome.
It is, it's, you know, it pains me to say that in a sense, because I'm not a Tom Cruise guy, mm-hmm. never been a big Tom Cruise guy, but I have to confess Top Gun 2022, the best movie a lot of people are putting on their list. It was just a good classic, everybody person movie, but especially if you're dudes. I think this is like a great dude movie. It's a great movie in general. There was lots of action. There was no woke stuff in it. We didn't have to walk mm-hmm. away like Thor, you know, the new Thor movie. This was not good in my opinion. So Top Gun, is that favorable? We're all saying Top Gun?
Top Gun, Top Gun.
Okay, and I did see Avatar. I'm going to hold off my comments on Avatar. I did see Avatar the other night. Very interesting, good, bordering on really good movie. I got to wait till we get Big Ben in the house to talk Avatar 2. And he probably hasn't seen it yet. So I'll get to that later on. All right. So I think that's pretty universal. I don't remember what the numbers are there in terms of monies made, but Top Gun, which it would be interesting, will they come out with a sequel because it did so well? I think they're wondering, is it really going to do super good? What was yours? Yours was, say it.
Sonic 2.
Okay, you wanted to be in the mic? Now say it really loud.
Sonic 2.
Okay, Sonic 2. Yep. That was a good one. Jim Carrey, supposedly that's his last movie of all time. Oh. Sonic 2 is the bad guy.
Which makes you wonder if they'll do a Sonic 3. They'll have to get a new bad guy.
Yes. Well, supposedly what I read on some lines, some stuff, is like the next Sonic movie, it's going to be like in outer space. It's not going to be on the planet anymore. Okay, top moments of 2022. Individual moments or moments that you saw in, you know, news, pop culture, etc. I'm going to put the top moment, not individual, but the top moment of 2022, Elon Musk purchasing Twitter. I think that is like, got to be way up there on top moments of 2022. How about you guys? Top moments of 2022, culture or individually?
I think second to what you said, second to Elon Musk buying Twitter would definitely be the It's Corn video.
Absolutely. Came out 3 months ago. Has changed my life.
I haven't gone to a store, to a building, to a public place without hearing someone singing that song this whole year, basically. Like ever since it came out, it's on fire. It's great.
Of what song?
The It's Corn video. It's a little boy talking about how much he loves corn. And there's a song about it. And that's it's song of the year. You go onto YouTube, all the commercials are about it.
Okay. Wow. Amazing.
It's corn.
Okay, Zoe?
Corn is the top thing of 2022.
Not going to lie. I'm a biology major. So most of my time has just been spent in the library studying.
If you're struggling to travel this summer, that was pretty cool. You need to see this right now.
Okay, I'm going to pull up.
Okay.
If you're struggling to lose weight.
I lived on a hospital ship. That was cool. That was
all right.
Cool.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, yes.
What do you like about corn?
It's cold. I've been long enough. It has to juice.
It has the juice.
It's gone.
I can tell you all about it. I mean, look at this thing. When I tried it, I don't
everything changed. It's gone.
A big old Vietnam. It has the juice.
It has the juice.
It's gone.
I can tell you all about it.
Okay, I don't think that song is as good as It's Raining
Sam
Tacos.
Sam showed me this song, and it changed my life.
How many views does that have? That's just the song. That's not the actual video.
I was playing this on the piano this morning.
That has 1.5 million views, so not that impressive overall.
I was,
overall.
Too.
I guess it's Korn's Songify, 28 million, so they're going a little bit bigger. Okay, so Zoe, tell us about your top individual moment, Mercy Ships. What in the world is that? And tell us about why that was such a great moment for you.
Yeah, so I got to work on a hospital ship, and they do life-changing surgery. So, like, kids that can't walk, they'll help straighten their legs. People that have, like, suffocating goiters, they will fix those surgeries. So I got the opportunity to volunteer there, which has been, like, a dream to volunteer there for a really long time. So I worked with the kids on the ship, and I had kids from 12 different languages in my class, and it was just so neat. It was an amazing experience, and I got to see the world after, you know, COVID. We had been trapped in America for a little bit. So,
what part
amazing.
Of the world did you get to see?
So I was in Mexico for a little bit this summer, and then I was with Mercy Ships in Senegal and Spain. Also, we had an emergency landing in Morocco because there was a drunk guy on the plane harassing people.
It was a party.
I didn't hear that one.
I've never. That's one thing you see that on a lot of videos, whether it be like Instagram reels or whatever, Facebook, like the people going crazy on the air and on an actual plane. I've not had that experience in my life. Crazy. I've flown quite a few times. So
yeah, well, you're missing out.
Did you film it?
Put it
on YouTube?
No, because it was scary because people were like almost getting hurt. So I was like, oh, let me film this person being attacked.
Okay. All right, how about you, Sam? Best moment? Gabrielle's was It's Korn, the video. That was your best moment, individual moment?
That was my like overall moment. Like just for everyone, I think that was all of our best moment.
It was a great moment.
It was.
Okay, Sam.
What is this moment? Because apparently I don't understand any questions.
Okay, your best moment. When you look back on 2022, you're like, man, this was some really good moments in my life.
I mean, I gotta say, asking Gabrielle to if we can dance.
Wow!
Is there anything else you want to ask her on the show?
Not at this moment.
Oh, okay. I thought you should maybe if you ever someday propose to her, you could propose to her on the podcast. Maybe not. Okay. All right. But I did have a, you know, I've been, in terms of Sam Swift dating Gabrielle Johnson, I was as father a little bit indifferent on Sam. But then I woke up the other day and I had just, it must have been a revelation from via the Holy Spirit. I was like, wait a second. If Sam does marry Gabrielle, that means he has to take care of her, meaning pay for her food, expenses, heating, etc., car, insurance. I was like, wait a second, this should happen tomorrow. So I'm all for it, just like right now. We could, I'm sure we could hop on the Google.
Sam.
I don't know if there's a local Elvis in town that we could get to marry you or whatever, you know, that might be.
I think we know enough pastors.
I mean, we could fly to Vegas via Southwest Airlines, but that probably not going to happen. So we're going to have a different option.
I know a pastor.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm, you know, let's just do it right now. I had that revelation of the day and how my line expense would decrease, hopefully, then I was like super in favor of it.
So are you saying I'm your most high maintenance?
Okay, but like right now, one of my greatest joys in life is being their third wheel. And if they get married, that would kind of ruin my thing. Just kidding.
Too bad you weren't conjoined twins that are actually physically stuck together. How awesome would that be?
That would be so fun.
And then Sam wouldn't have to find another guy and you guys would have to navigate that. That's a real thing. That's like a totally real thing. There's conjoined twins in the world that have married.
Rachel
and
Leah.
Oh my goodness. That is, wow.
It's a thing. True. We're not going to spend the episode talking about that.
Yeah, let's not.
Okay. Isaiah, give us your best moment. What are some of your best moments of 2022 this last year? You have a best moment that you think about quite a bit. I have too. Come on, guys. I mean, my life is filled with great moments. Number one, let's see. When was this, Sam? This was in August. In August, Sam and I, we attempted to ride 237 37 miles in one day, 24 hours. We did fail. And although I was bummed out about it, and it was a great moment. It was a great memory. It was a great time. I'm glad I attempted it. That's what life is. Life is trying to accomplish great things. You don't always do it. Sometimes you fail. That's the entrepreneurial spirit of man, where we say, I'm going to try whether I fail or not. Yeah. So, Sam, how is that for you? Was that one of your great moments of 2022?
It definitely is. I think it comes second under being allowed to date Gabrielle Johnson.
Sorry, Kai, really did you want to hop in there? Goodness. Do you have a great moment for 2022?
Well, yes. About maybe how the Jazz beat the Warriors by a point. Isaiah was very upset about that.
Okay, great moment.
Until a few days ago.
All right, another one I put on my list. I did get to go on a missions trip to Mexico in July. Was that in July or when was that? That was June or July?
That was I think end of May.
Early to June. Querétaro, Mexico. That was a great moment in my life. Mission trips always way up there on the list of great memories and moments. Yeah. What else was I going to say? Oh, I went to kids camp. Although that was my first ever kids camp with Isaiah and his guy. That was a great moment. 2022. So it really, really was a good year when you look back and reflect on it.
I mean,
it, so.
To hop
and
on
we
that.
We had a comedy guy in our room.
To hop on.
Yeah. He has great bedtime stories.
Yeah, we had a kid with great bedtime stories. I had some interesting kid children in my room 4 or 5 days together.
And we also had pillow fights.
We did have pillow fights. We drank lots of Coke.
Fun times. So I'd say, like, to hop on that, I mean, definitely one of my greatest moments was getting to go to Mexico and live in Mexico for 2 months. So
see, there
that was pretty awesome. And I still, like, think about it a lot, and I'm like, man, want to go back. So hopefully that happens soon.
My first year at college, great experience, good times.
Yeah, definitely.
So. All kinds of stuff happened in 2022. And we should all reflect. We should all remember. We should look back and as you prepare for 2023, think back to like all that God did. Yeah. I think that's the danger of our Americanism, our lifestyle. We're always pushing forward and looking at the calendar ahead rather than being like, you know, when I look back at the calendar, I can be like, wow, you know, like I got to do a lot of cool stuff, a lot of amazing stuff. I mean, God did a lot of stuff in my life. And sometimes we're not always reflecting on that. And so I encourage you to do that maybe before the clock strikes 12 tonight and just thank the Lord. Be like, thank you, Lord, for a good 2022. And I'm sure 2023 will be awesome as well. So, all right, your greatest spiritual truth. Let's wrap up with this. Your greatest spiritual truth or lesson learned from 2023. Let's try and hop on that.
Okay.
As you're thinking about that, we will attempt to call Funko Pro Greg Walden. We'll see if we can get him on the show real quick, get his commentary, and then,
Okay, I'm going to go on that because I was thinking about this today as we have our service tonight. So my thing is it's more of an encouragement for 2023.
What's up, Greg Walden?
Not too much. What'd you have to do, man?
We're doing a podcast quick, so we're trying to get you in the game here.
Oh.
Stay with us for just a couple of minutes. Do you have it?
All right, got you.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I'm recording a podcast with three Greg Waldens right now. I have Sam.
Wow.
Gabrielle and Zoe. Ever.
And me.
Hi, guys.
And Isaiah. And Hezekiah. And Hezekiah.
And Hezekiah. Okay. Gabrielle's going to share something. We'll bounce over to you.
All right. Greg, so Walden. I think growing up growing up just with surrounded by a ton of hyper charismatic people, sometimes when we're looking at the future, we are like the next year. Like I think about even 2020, like everyone was like, oh, I just like have this prophecy, like 2020 vision, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, it's going to be so great. And then we all got into 2020 and we're like, this is not what we expected. And like, even, you know, people just like prophesying and like pulling random passages from Isaiah and whatever, just trying to say, like, predict what's going to happen. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in the next year. And we can't always just like, you know, come up with these things and be like, oh, this is what's going to happen, or God told me this. But I think that we each in our own personal life need to have a vision for the future and for like what we want to happen in this next year, for what we feel like God wants us to accomplish. And I think of the verse where like that says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And like, that's the great commission and the calling that God has put on each one of our lives. And so in our own personal life, we need to reflect on that verse and like understand, you know, God has called each one of us to discipleship, to evangelism, to witnessing to the people around us, and we need to be doing that in this next year, but also looking personally, like in our own lives and our own relationships with God, like, God, what do you want me to do in this next year? And like actually having a vision for this next year, not just kind of going with the flow, like just waiting. Oh, we'll see what happens. But being like, God, no, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to accomplish? And then doing that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Greg Walden, we're talking about the best of 2022. Have you had a good 2022, Greg Walden?
Yeah, overall, it's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty
okay,
good.
Real rapid fire here, Greg Walden. Your best tech purchased, best tech of 2022.
Best tech 2022.
That you purchased. Mine was the GoPro Hero 11.
Oh, the best tech that I purchased. I really didn't really purchase much for tech. I mean, I did.
You bought a new TV? E-bike. How about that?
New e-bike. Probably
there you go. Come on. He got the e-bike this year.
Yeah. Well, I went to Colorado back in the, I did my Fruita trip. It's the first time I got to go to Fruita since 2019. And
ate peaches.
Of course, I get up there and never intended to even mess with an e-bike. And I got up there and my front fork junked out on me. And so I had to rent a bike. And so the guy at the bike shop let me ride his e-bike. And I was like, oh my goodness. I said, dude, that's the worst thing you've ever done is let me ride an e-bike.
Yeah, but you have it now. You have the e-bike. Greg Walden has it. I can't wait to ride with you. We should be out there riding today, Greg Walden. It is a beautiful day.
I wish I could. I've got to get the bike. I got to take it to the bike shop and get the headset repressed into the head tube.
Okay, your top movie of 2022.
My top or show. Movie. I would think it would be the Obi-Wan, the Kenobi series.
I haven't really
gone on watching movies.
Okay.
Theaters.
I did go see Avatar, Greg Walden. I'm going to hold off my reviews till next week when we record with
okay.
Big Ben. Best, and finally, your best moment of 2022 and your best spiritual memory. Truth.
My best spiritual truth?
Yeah.
Just my best spiritual truth is just, you know, keep learning and learning more about God, learning more about Jesus, and just learning more, you know, about his nature and how, you know, his holiness, his goodness, his mercy, his grace, and going by basically, you know, good things that Gabriel had some good comments there, and you know, about prophecy and stuff. But I used to be really big on, you know, when I first got saved way back, you know, 34 million years ago.
Whoa.
It's been a long time.
But back when Avatars were on the earth.
So yeah, back before Avatar was even born. But anyways, when I first got saved, man, I was a huge prophecy junkie. I mean, I had books on prophecy, studying the Revelations and Daniel and Ezekiel and all that stuff. And people's like, you know, when's the rapture going to happen stuff? And it's like, you know, it's good. You know, obviously, you know, rapture, we know the rapture can happen anytime. And I said, the really bigger question for, you know, just the general person, you know, yes, the rapture could happen 5 minutes now. It could happen 20 years. You don't know. But the question is, are you ready? You know, are you ready for today? Because if you were to die today, whenever the rapture happens is irrelevant.
Yeah.
So what are you ready today? That's the real big question that anybody has to ask. Are you ready today?
That's
not
good.
Are you going to be ready 20 years ago if the rapture happens 20 or 30 years ago? Again, so the big question is, today is the day of salvation. That's what the Bible says. And so when you're talking to people and they ask about, hey, when's the rapture going to happen? All that stuff. It's like, well, the bigger question is, are you ready now? I mean, your life is a vapor. And so that's when I remember, like, when I was in college, when I take my associate degree, I actually got to present this in the college class. It's pretty cool. Then an English class, and he asked us to go up, give a presentation, a 10-minute presentation. So I went and grabbed a dry erase. They had the dry erase. Actually still had dry erase boards in. They actually advanced from the chalkboard. So they actually had a dry erase board. But that's before they had computers and all that stuff, but it was all still dry erase board. So I took a dry erase marker and basically went from one side of the classroom all the way to the other, a big line all across there. And I put a little bitty dot somewhere in the line. So that line is all of eternity. This little dot is your life.
Yeah.
I said, that's how small your life is compared to eternity.
Yep.
And so I said, the question is, what you're going to do that little dot
That's awesome. Mm,
that's good.
So, one thing, I sincerely mean this. Like, we have all these prophets out there today, prophetic ministries. Greg Walden should literally be one of the national voices of visions and dreams. Greg Walden legitimately has the most godly, supernatural dreams I've ever heard in my life. Like, I think you should record those more. Make sure you're writing those down, Greg Walden. You have,
prophetic,
supernatural.
They're amazing. I mean, I have some awesome dreams. Cool dreams, that, you know, like Jesus in them and stuff. And, you know, like,
you do, man. I mean, you would be like, if the Bible was written today, you'd probably be like John, the Revelator.
That's awesome.
I would advise us to say this. I am a Pentecostal. I don't know that I'm charismatic, but I'm very open to supernatural and even weird things. I would, to what a lot of people would say that. And I think people do a very, very much a disservice in closing themselves off to, they like, well, that's weird. They like that prophetic. Here's the thing, dude. I was talking to someone the other day who's a Methodist. I'm like, you believe in God. You believe in Jesus. Jesus is about God impregnating a teenage girl via the Holy Spirit. That is so weird.
Yeah.
Like, if a 15-year-old girl came up to me right now and said, like, I'm pregnant. And it was like, oh, wow. How'd that happen? Oh, God. Like, I would look at her like a total weirdo. And so I think what Christians now, we've become so comfortable with the Christian stories that we now forsake. We forsake the supernatural.
Right.
And we get weirded out by it. Like, we believe in the weirdest stuff. Have you ever read Ezekiel? Have you ever read Revelation?
Yeah.
Have you ever read Genesis? Yeah. Have you read the stories of Elijah? Have you read the life of Jesus? Like, we believe in stuff. If everything in the Bible, Noah, have you heard the story of Noah? Like, this is weird, out there, supernatural, big, amazing stuff. And I will never close myself off. I have super conservative friends in the Christian realm that are very liturgical, etc. I have very charismatic out there friends. I will never close myself off to any of them, either one. So I don't like, we have Baptist people. I'm saying that respectfully, Sam, you work in a Baptist church. But like, I don't close myself off to Baptist people being like, man, they're so like, limited and closed off. I don't say that because there's a lot of applicable, like some of the Baptist people I've met have some great biblical based teaching, are very, some of the most solid biblical people I've ever met. And I could say, well, they're kind of lacking the spirit, whatever. Okay. And then, I've met people that they might look at them like crazy charismatic people, but I believe there's some of the most like open people to they're the people that might receive some of the greatest revelations from the Lord, because they have an aptitude to welcome the Holy Spirit and open themselves to the Holy Spirit, which a lot of people just be like, this is weird. Like, I would never do that. Like, and they're going to be hindered from experiencing some of the things of God because they have that attitude, because they're like, well, I'm just not going to get into that. So yes, I'm not going to get into weird. Like, I've never been into barking in the spirit. I've never done the whole laughter thing, but I've hung out with people that do, and I've been in services that do. I don't like a lot. Bethel gets a lot of heat. Trust. I have legitimate good friends that go to Bethel right now. I've been to Bethel myself multiple times. It's been a while now, and I've seen good things and I've seen weird things. I don't really care. Like, to me, at the end of the day, do I feel that individual is walking away with a sincere desire for Jesus and a pursuit of him? Do I feel like the Bible becomes the foundation for them? You know, because we're all going to have a little different spins and takes on that. Like, so I don't know. You know, it's like, but so it's kind of both. It's like, don't close yourself off from something Jesus might want to do in your life because you're not flowing with it. You know, that's a very dangerous place to exist and live, especially because our God is such a supernatural, big, amazing God, you know? And like, I take a little approach to the Bible. So I actually believe that they walked through the sea on dry ground.
Yeah.
That's a radical event. I mean, some people like that. I actually believe there was a flood on the earth.
Yeah.
That's a radical event that I actually believe with God's words, he spoke a universe into existence. That's radical. I actually believe that Jesus died and rose again from the dead. that's radical, you know? So like really at the end of the day, all the like stuff, all the Bible stuff is a radical, like what mind blowing, mind altering. So why wouldn't I take that approach into my Christianity? On the flip side of that, like I'm going on a long tangent now, but the flip side of that is like, that's not going to be the norm in your life. So what I'm saying is like, I believe all of that, but you know, when I sat in the bathtub yesterday, the waters didn't part. Yeah, that's a weird illustration. You know, like when I, whatever, you know, like I, when I walked into Walmart today, no one got slain in the spirit. I don't, am I not spiritual? Like, am I not like, you know, these kind of things. I didn't see, you know, when I looked up at the clouds today, they didn't form words and God didn't speak to me. Like, you know, like, man, am I not spiritual? Yeah. So it's like, it's a balance of those kind of two things. It's like, you know, there's a book we're going to start reading, my wife and I, Ordinary Christianity. So, you know, a lot of our life is going to be ordinary, but yet we should always live with expectancy, openness, the return of Christ. We believe Jesus is going to come back. Mm-hmm. Like that's a very weird, radical truth. Like what? He's just going to like fly out of the sky. We're all going to shoot up in the air. Like, you know, if you tell someone who doesn't believe in Jesus that, they're going to be like, you are seriously a wacko. Like, you are weird. You know, I believe that. I absolutely believe that. I believe that not because of my opinion or because of just experience alone, but I believe it because of a God who has established his promises as true throughout the ages and the generations. So I continue to believe in that. So I want to take 2023 and be like, hey, God, do amazing things. But God, if you don't do like these mind-blowing things, I'm not gonna think you're not God either.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna think you're not working in my life. I'm just gonna pursue you. And along with that, just like in 2022, there were some great high moments, but I didn't live in the mountaintops all 2022. And I didn't live in the valley all 2022. I experienced a little bit of everything. So I just gotta keep pursuing you and we will get to see him one day. One day we'll get to see the mind-blowing 4D, 5D, 6D, 8K, 10K Jesus experience. And it's going to be absolutely awesome. Final encouragements or takes for 2023. Anybody in the room here today? No. Isaiah has no takes. Hezekiah dreams of the Utah Jazz winning the championship in 2023. That's his dream. It's not going to happen for the Lakers, so I'm not even going to waste time dreaming about that. So
sad.
Okay, Sam, final takeaways for the audience.
Of just the 2022?
2022, leading into 2023.
I think a takeaway definitely for me, God's definitely been challenging me to get out of my comfort zone. A lot of my life, I feel like that I've been really in a comfort zone and I just have been content where I am. For the most part, I'm very thankful for the Lord of a lot of things that recently have happened. There's a lot of things that I didn't think that I'd be in, like considering doing missions full time, you know, leaving what I know to do something that's like totally different than something that I never thought I'd be doing, something that I didn't think I was cut out for, and just like kind of being challenged and just stepping out in faith, because I feel like I've been kind of just like thinking and stuff and just kind of meditating on just my life. And I feel like a lot of just times that my relationship with the Lord has always been kind of just, let me put myself in kind of like a place where I feel comfortable, because I feel like that when I'm comfortable, then I can, you know, make the best decisions and that I can like kind of like process things easier. And especially like, just like, you know, when I'm in an uncomfortable position, then like I don't have to kind of worry about what happens next. I feel like that I'm more in control. And when I put myself in uncomfortable positions, I feel totally out of control. And I think that's something that definitely we all need to work on just in life, is just letting go of control of our situations. Because if we are in control, then it's not allowing God to just be able to show himself, because we think that we're, you know, controlling our lives and that we're, you know, just like that we're in control. So like we know what happens, we're playing on, you know, what happens and stuff, and not allowing God to lead us in that way. So I think that what I'm really just looking forward to is just seeing how God will kind of take me out of a lot of comfortable positions that I'm in, things that I'm used to, and move me into things where I have to trust him more, to not know what I'm doing, to not be in control, And, you know, and in doing that, it's going to really grow my relationship to the Lord. It's going to help me not to be shallow. It's going to just help me to, you know, have just a greater, you know, experience with what God's doing in my life and how I can be more obedient to what he's calling me to do.
I think as you're dating Gabrielle, you'll learn to not have control more. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, Zoe.
Two things that I learned and am learning is to trust and be obedient to the Lord, because sometimes it doesn't make any sense. You're like, Lord, like sometimes we think, okay, there's no way this can go wrong. Like, this is going to be great. And then it all falls apart and you're like, there's no possible way. How did this happen? And you learn like, wow, the Lord was right. And I should have trusted in him and walked in what he was telling me to do. And other times we're like, okay, there's no way this is going to work out, Lord. Like, this is not going to happen. And the Lord, says, no, just trust in me. And it works out. And I think it's so important that we trust in him and we are obedient. And I think that's the hardest part, is to be obedient. Because if we honestly believe that what the Bible says is true and you're believing all of this, like Dad was saying, then you're going to obey it. You have to obey it. And sometimes it's scary because it doesn't make any human sense. Yeah. But you have to say, okay, I know this is the Lord and I have to trust him and be obedient in where he's calling me. And know that if I am submitting to the Lord, then his will be done. And amen. That's what matters. So,
amen. Yeah.
We're always chasing Will. He's a hard guy to find sometimes. Gabrielle.
Oh, final takeaways. Man.
Isaiah says you don't have any.
I don't have any. Well, I kind of shared mine, my main thing. Man, God taught me a lot this year. I mean, I would definitely jump off what Zoe said, just trusting and being obedient to the Lord. He's always teaching us that. He's teaching us humility. I think my biggest thing is God's teaching me to not be, he's teaching me to be more selfless and less selfish, which is something that's really hard, and things that I didn't realize that I was being selfish in. God's like revealing to me. I'm like, oh, wow, I'm a lot more selfish than I thought I was, and just working on that, working on serving others. I think sometimes, like, it's like, for example, in the church, for me, I have a lot of excuses. I could say, well, I'm a busy college student. Well, I have all these things to do. I can't help at the church. I have a job. I have all this stuff, and that's going to take more of my time. But if I do that, that's being more selfish. And I find that I have a lot more joy. I have a lot more time when I give time away, when I do things that serve the church, that serve the Lord. You know, it's easy to walk by someone and be like, I don't have time to talk to them, I don't have time to pour into them. But I'm just learning to stop my agenda and encourage others and help others in the Lord.
Yeah. There you go, guys. I think the moral of the story is buy a choir flex, right? That's what we learned from the show, the overarching takeaway.
It was just like a theme that kept coming back. I know, you know,
bro,
what I mean?
I feel it in the spirit. Really come back. Okay.
I think I'm going to start a choir now, just so
modern
I can get
Christian
one of those.
Dudes, Gabrielle Johnson, Zoe Johnson, Samuel Swift. Goodbye, 22.
Before
talk to you guys
go,
later.
Join my choir.
Choir flex, guys. It's the choir flex.
It's time to take a ride.
Everyone needs one.
Flex. Funko Pop. Hey guys, do you want to go to Lambert's? Big Ben. I'm married to the Huntress. J Money. Just pop the mic, money. It's time for the MCD. Ladies and guys and ladies. MCD.